What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Steiny and Goo with you. Evan right by our side. And Carter loitering. But that's fine. What's up, Carter? How you doing, my man?
Big C.
Mm-hmm. Yay. All right. Giants win on a walk-off inside the park home run. The A's start their game on the first pitch with a Lawrence Butler inside the park home run. And there were two very, very fascinating calls on both of them. So we're going to play them for you.
All right.
And then we're going to play another highlight of a Santa Clara men's baseball team.
Let's go.
Six-run comeback in the ninth inning where they won it on a double, I believe, a walk-off double. And we're going to play all three.
Yeah.
And just get your thoughts on what you like about the call. Maybe if you don't like anything. But where are we going to start here? We start with Korak or Dwayne Kuiper? Korak or Dwayne Kuiper? We will start with...
Okay.
Which one? All right. This is Dwayne Kuiper's call from last night. Patrick Bailey... Inside the park walk-off. Take a listen.
Wow, it's not right. Even like me on the honeymoon night. Right out of gas. Wow, Steiny. Kite with Bailey's on the move.
Well,
Bailey's on the move. That was great.
Yeah, if you watched the game from the beginning, you knew Kite was having a little trouble with his voice. But he, like the Giants, with a big rally.
Oh, man.
When needed most. So that was Dwayne Kuiper. The thing I liked about that call, Goo, was, well, you know what? Let's play.
And he kept telling you what was happening, like a video game. They're scoring. The game is not. Yeah, oh, I loved it, man.
All right. Now, the A's played last night, too. And they led off.
They murdered the Braves, yeah.
Laid first pitch of the game. This is what happened. This is Ken Korak on the call.
The top half, and Butler, Wilson, and Rooker for the A's against Didier Fuentes. He delivers to the Atlanta product, and Butler, it's a deep drive, right center field, Eli White back at the track, turning, and it's off the wall, it's in play. Butler's at second, this might be an inside the park home run, he's at third, turning at third, losing his helmet, comes to the plate, there'll be no throw, and the kid from Atlanta on the first pitch to the bottom of the first inning hits an inside the park.
I love that. Wow, man.
I love that
one.
We
are spoiled, man. That was awesome.
All right.
The kid from Atlanta.
Well, and we can talk more about it. Okay, now, those are two professional announcers.
Yeah. Big time franchise.
We got we have a third professional announcer that we work with. Mm-hmm. And his name's Evan Giddings. And this was last spring, Santa Clara baseball. They were playing
LMU.
LMU. And they're down six in the ninth or five?
They were down five.
Okay. So Santa Clara down five.
That game's over, right?
They got ducks on the pond. And this is our very own Evan Giddings.
Eighth pitch of the at-bat. And Brigman lines it down the left field line. Here comes one. Here comes two. Lewis is rounding third. And he's going to come in and score as Santa Clara walks it off with a six-run ninth inning. A miraculous comeback against LMU as the Broncos steal game one of the series.
Evan on his way, baby. That's now, all you can say.
Now, a couple things. Couple things on each of those calls. One is, you know, the crowd in Kipe's voice, or the crowd in the Kipe call, you know, made the audio a little difficult, but you could hear the excitement. And on Evans, what do they call that? The microphone peaked a little bit.
Yeah, he almost broke the woofers.
That's not him.
Yeah.
So we had just played three great calls.
No, no.
Right. Here's
Ducks on the Pony. I love that.
888-957-9570. We'll have a little fun. What's the best part of a call like that? All right, here's a couple of my thoughts. So Korak, you could tell when the ball hit off the wall, and right after he said it's in play, his voice just completely picked up, and he created just such a sense of, whoa, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then clearly when he said the ball's in play, this might be in a... You know, that gets exciting. That gets exciting. I also...
And he described the helmets off.
So exactly.
I love that stuff.
As for Kipe, the one thing I caught this time that I didn't catch last night was he did say off the bricks, which...
I have not seen a ball hit there.
I don't know if I've seen a ball hit there.
At the top,
but I'm sure
top.
I didn't see... I've never seen a ball bounce that way. But yeah, and then Evan... Line double down, three-run double, yeah. Wins it for Santa Clara.
And Evan was phenomenal. And the difference in the A's call is that wasn't for the game. That was the first pitch of the game, and it was a hometown kid playing his team in Butler's study. And the fact that he gave you all the factoids about Butler, I felt like, and then the next pitch, all that came and all that happened was awesome. But Evan's call and Kipe's was the finish, Donnie. It was the grand, the angel. It was over.
The thing about the Korak one, it happened when he was still setting up the start of the game. He was still talking about the battery, you know, the pitcher and the catcher. And you hear the crack of a bat, and he's got to kind of jump to it. Let me ask Evan this, because he's the only one of us who's done play-by-play. But what... Kind of what's the difference between Korak, let's say, getting caught by surprise or it happening right off the bat? You said it's like when an announcer gets ambushed. And then what happens, how you approach a call when you know you're one hit away from something exciting happening, even though nobody could imagine it would be that exciting?
Well, you're still getting ambushed by an inside the park walk-off home run. Like, nobody, you might have to assume that there's a, like, Bailey could hit a walk-off homer. So you have to make sure that you're on top of the pitch, ready for the play. But once that ball hits off the brick, literally all hell breaks loose. And for both Kipe as well as Korak to stay on top of it the way that they did, Kipe's voice kind of gave out, which was unfortunate. But that's like, it's like riding a mechanical bull and you're just trying not to fall off.
Wow, man.
It's one of the greatest adrenaline rushes you can ever get. And your goal is to just not mess it up. And I thought that Kipe did a really good job His voice gave out on him, but he was riding it the entire time. He was on top of the play, and then he stuck the landing as best he could. Meanwhile, Korak, it's like your instincts just take over. And that's also on radio compared to television, so it's a little different where you have to describe every single thing that's happening. But I thought both guys did an incredible job. Because you're also not trying to, like, you have to keep your voice at a certain level, and you're trying to reach a different octave the more ridiculous the play gets.
Right.
And that's an impossible task to accomplish.
Evan, you got me thinking now. I know I'm hashtag random Steiny. And Evan, you may have heard it. Have you heard the other side, the Philly call? Like, how does one handle that? When it's like, oh boy, we were up 3-1. A 188 hitter is up. The fourth, least productive hitter in the major leagues. And he's sending this home. So, Evan, do those principles apply when it's on the other side?
Well, do you want to hear it?
I would love to.
This is from Tom McCarthy on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Quick to the plate. He's been working on it. And a high fly ball to deep right center field. Castellanos is back, and it's off the top of the wall, and it's rolling along the warning track. The game is tied. Bailey's around third. Heading for home. This is going to be an inside the park walk-off home run. An inside the park three-run walk-off home run that went off the top of Triple's alley.
I'll tell you what.
You got it. Wow.
Was a great.
Yeah.
Great call from a visiting announcer.
He didn't rob it of what it was, Donnie.
No, that was wow.
It was a hell of a man.
That was impressive. That was a really good call. Really good
call. I could hear Harry Carey like, oh, it's off the brick. You know what I mean? And I get it, but boy, that was special.
We got some announcers, you know. And LeBron James, 18 footer at the butt. It's good. And the Cavs. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Now, that was a great call from the visitors.
Professional.
You wouldn't have known what team that guy announces for. Tom McCarthy or McCartney?
McCarthy.
Great call.
Mm-hmm. But the one that it reminded Goo of was the Angel Pagan inside the park home run. And I think this one does Kipe a little more justice.
Okay.
Pagan hits one high and deep to right. Kadir back. It is off the bottom of the wall, and it kicks away from everybody. Pagan is being waved in. Here's the throw to the plate. It is not in time, and that is the ball game.
He body slammed that one, Steiny. Evan, body slammed that one.
That was one of his finest hours.
Yeah.
That was you know what? Loving the Giants fans who are saying that Philly guy made a great call.
But it's almost like your job, too, though, right, Steiny?
But how many guys don't do it like that?
And some may not even do it on purpose. It's just natural. But I hear you. That was a great call.
I mean, to me,
that was neutral.
I don't know anything about McCarthy. But I got to believe he loves baseball because that was an unbelievable play. Unbelievable call.
Mm-hmm. And it continues a hot. I mean, Stein, they're going for the sweep today.
I'm wondering, is there any call out there that you will never forget? A call out there that you'll never forget. Can be from anything.
Kirk Gibson. Home run against the A's in the World Series. And Vin Scully doing and watching and describing Kirk Gibson coming up limping, who was a pinch hitter, Steiny, and setting the stage for what I thought was an A's win, watching it with Pops in the Yoon in the living room. And that Steiny, that's an all-timer for me.
Yeah, for me, I think the greatest call of all time.
Of all time. I'm trying to think.
I'll let you guess.
I'm thinking of you.
I just think this was among the most iconic of all time. And once I say it, you'll be like, oh, yeah.
Al Michaels.
Yes.
Come on, know your partner, E.
Correct.
Yeah, Al Michaels.
Do you believe in miracles?
There we go.
I remember, like, that still gets me, gives me some goosebumps. Yeah. Great calls by all those guys, Evan included.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Okay, yeah. 650. The band is on the field.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I was at Cal this weekend. You know, my daughter got married and we went.
Nice.
They had the wedding at this place called the Cal Faculty Club, and they have a bar inside the facility with a lot of Cal, you know, photos and old photos and stuff. And saw a lot of good pictures from the that call.
Do you remember Steve Young versus the Vikings? And he was just, Steve Young made a scamper down the sideline, and Lon Simmons, the great Lon Simmons, had that call. The voice was doing all that. So that comes to mind, because that's a classic too, man.
Oh, boy. Our buddy Murillo.
Who's he have?
He says on the YouTube chat, blocked by James.
Oh no. That is wow. Oh, we know, man. What that is. Mike Breen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, you got a favorite? You can call in with it. Maybe we'll try to find it and gather them up for later in the show. Although Evan, a busy man as it is, but he has he's multitasked with the best of them.
What outcome?
We got,
man,
a call here, Carter? Elizabeth? No? Okay. The Giants. All right. Dom Smith. Check swing hit.
Looking like Will Smith over there with the leather.
All right. So let's talk about Devers.
We have to, man.
Go ahead.
We were at the cafeteria, you, Evan, and I. We were having lunch yesterday, and we saw Will Clark's, I did, the video and heard the audio.
We can play it.
And
just tell me when. You want to start with
it? Let's do it now.
All right. This is Will Clark
a giant icon.
Yes, and he's got a podcast with Eric Burns, and this is what he said about Rafi Devers.
So Matt Williams and Bob Melvin want me to go out there and work with him around first base. No problem. And we weren't gonna like go through anything physical. We're just gonna walk through and say, hey, look, if throw's coming from over there, stand this way. If throw's coming from over there, stand that way. It wasn't gonna be this big thing, right? And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. Matter of fact, he didn't even hit on the field, right? And everybody's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, Will. I'm so sorry. I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. I said, I know what the happened. I said, he didn't want to go out and be at first base and be 20 feet in front of their freaking dugout with, you know, what went on in Boston. And now he's working with me at first base. He didn't want to have to go through all that bull through the press and the media. And so, anyway, so I completely understand. But Rafael Devers, the next time I'm in San Francisco, your ass will be on the field at first base. Just letting you know that. Just from the
But if he's not going to go out, he's going to tell you.
Hey, look, even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck and drag your ass out there, you will be at first base.
Now, I didn't hear that part of it, Donnie, so I'll let you tell me in today's world in regard to athletes and what am I looking for? What word is it where you have
pride?
Yeah, pride. Like, I don't know if that's the way you do it, Will. And if that was against Boston, then I understand he definitely didn't want to, you know. But, man, Will, I didn't like that last part of it. I'm going to come grab you and do all that stuff. So, yeah, the pride is definitely, boy.
So I'm reading some stuff about Devers and David Ortiz had some interesting things to say. And one thing he said about Devers is he needs to communicate better.
Mm.
Okay, so this is what I'm thinking about. All right, so Will Clark, this is the disconnect I don't get. So Will Clark's out there, and he's going to work. He's out there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Devers doesn't show up.
And his manager and third base coach want Devers to be a part of Will's exercise.
So why
Will said that?
Why on Friday doesn't Will Clark go to Devers and say, hey, you want to get some work in at first base? Devers says, I'll be happy to. I just don't want it to be a dog and pony show in front of all the media. and then have them write about something that's virtually inconsequential.
I believe because he assumed he would be there.
Okay, then he's not there Friday. So Will Clark just, okay, he's coming out today. He doesn't. Like, figure out what's going on. Yeah.
And where's the manager in all this?
I don't know. I don't know.
But if Big Poppy said that, like, I love that, just, you know, forget what we're talking about, who we're talking about, just better communication is always key, right? And is growth. But for you to just do a no-show and the manager be in on it, that's where I'm like, Melvin, you couldn't have been the middleman? Like, okay, Ralph, you know we're doing this. So that's where I'm at on that. And Big Poppy kind of stole the thunder for me, Stoney. Better communication. But I'm wondering, Will's playing it off. Do you feel like he was disrespected?
No. No, I don't. Not after hearing the entire context of what he said. And I'm with David Hernandez, who just texted this on the YouTube chat. And if you want to, jump in.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
To the conversation, you can at 888-957-9570. That's for a phone call. And also, you can use that number for the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line. And he said something ain't adding up with this story. I kind of agree.
Wow.
Yeah. Something doesn't add up. There was a communication gap somewhere. But
do you think the Giants appreciate Will? And I know some others from the Boston media, has some things to say, but do you appreciate him kind of making this public? Like, if I'm Ralphie, I could have a problem with Will. And maybe that's why I didn't go do what I did. But for you to say, I'm going to come grab you by the neck, it just hits different. And I know Will had good intention, but I would tell Will Clark, hey, some of these guys don't respond nowadays to stuff like that. You don't own nobody, Will. I'm just saying, Stoney, I know people that would hear that audio and feel like, damn, Will, that's a little strong.
Yeah, something doesn't add up. I'm with David Hernandez. It's almost like,
wow.
Will Clark waited by first base for 3 days. Nobody showed up. But it also feels like nobody told Devers, hey, Will Clark wants to see you out there. I don't know. I don't think it's a big deal. You think something else is more of a big deal, and that's the injury.
Yeah. Look, what do we always say? Save player A from himself. And Devers, the Giants are hot, and he hasn't been the best version of himself in regard to power. Has not been bad, but it's not been what we thought, and yet they still are winning ball games. But, Stoney, I'm looking at the big picture. I truly am. And if these reports, and I heard the great Dave Fleming on with the Joes this morning on the morning roast, and they're talking about a growing issue, which we know has been there, but now it might be affecting his back. He swings that club like a caveman, and I'm watching him get sent around third base and risk things, lower extremity injuries could pop off. And, Stoney, if you're not getting the dividends at the plate and there's a possibility or whispers that he might be, you know, things aren't, why wouldn't you shut him down for a week or an IL stint? I know nobody wants to hear that. And if he's one of these guys that, hey, he's not going to do it, well, you make him do it. This is a major investment. The season, you're going to get a break, but we're talking about growing issues, Steiny. You need more than maybe 4 days. So if they were to just, again, you got ball games to lose, but what if this dude pulls something or pops something coming around third and the Giants didn't sit him down? I would be sick as a staff and as a manager that I'm letting this dude go out here and now he's struggling. It happens, it's baseball, but is he struggling because his back and his legs aren't right? Just a thought. Is there any player, Steiny, that might can tell you, F you, I'm going to play because I can play and I get the gladiator thing, but is there anybody above, hey, we think we need to just shut you down and be safe with it?
I mean, I got to believe that if they felt like they had to shut him down, they would shut him down at least till the, you know, probably through the All-Star break. But, you know, I mean, as Evan said, he about 5 minutes of action a night. I mean, come on.
Hey, okay.
Four at-bats. Okay, you're going to strike out once. Good chance you're going to walk once, which means you can walk to first base. Good chance you're going to ground out to second base that you don't have to run out anyway.
But what if it never gets fixed and you're never the best? And Flynn had mentioned he'd played the whole season hurt. Like, you know, and I get it. That's a gamer. But you got to think about the big picture, man.
Yeah, their offense ain't good enough maybe to play without Devers. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up at 11 o'clock.
Bailey's on the move.
Casey Johnson. He works for the Chicago Sports Network, covers the Bulls, and the Bulls have a player, Josh Giddey, who's also a restricted free agent like Jonathan Kuminga. So we're going to talk to Casey Johnson about what's going on there, if there are any similarities between the situations. He's coming up at 11. We're talking about some great calls from the past, if you're just joining us. Two inside the park homers last night. One a game winner by the Giants, one to lead off the game for the A's. Two great calls. We're having some fun. You remember any great calls? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.